Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I'm sure it's a song that my next guest has never, ever heard in his entire life as a guy who works in commercial and maritime industries. Josh Berglund, he is the commercial manager and the assistant project manager for Offshore Inland, which means refurbishment of big, big, big ships at the Port of Pensacola. Josh, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News for the first time.
Yeah, hey, Andrew, thanks for having me and letting me talk about Offshore Inland a little bit.
Absolutely. And before we talk about the new boat that's in port right now, I did want to ask you a question, and you told me off the air, and it came as kind of a surprise to me. I had used to talk to Buddy McCormick for years and years and years. I have not talked to him in a while, but you told me that he passed away recently. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, he passed away a few months ago.
Oh.
And I kind of think my dad and Buddy used to work together at Atlantic Marine, and so I've known Buddy almost my whole life. So it was really, really sad to hear.
Yeah, no, I mean, he used to be kind of my go-to guy for Offshore Inland questions, and obviously I haven't talked to him in a while, but man, that's just, he was such a good, really great friend of the show and just a good person. Anyway, we have a new ship in port, but it's the new ship looks like the old ship, right? It's very similar to the one that had been there before, the United States Naval ship William R. Button.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually considered her sister vessel. They are both a part of the Bobo class, and what they are part of the Maritime Prepositioning Force. So basically, in layman's terms, they go to Diego Garcia, Guam, kind of the strategic locations for the U.S., and they carry various supplies, ammunition, and other military equipment. So when they need to be deployed to support our guys, they're able to go there in a quick manner.
Okay, so this is, as you say, this is the warehouse to make sure that our folks in the Navy and others, Marines, would have the supplies they need whenever they need to do something else. And because it's a Navy ship, it's not a merchant marine vessel. It's something that the military actually controls, right?
Yeah, actually, the owner of the vessel is Military Sealift Command, and they are managed by another company. And actually, believe it or not, the crew on board are actually civilian crew that support.
Okay, so it is a sort of a hybrid kind of merchant marine navy kind of thing.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Interesting. And the story on it's the Dwayne T. Williams, and he was a private, I think, in Vietnam, and he's a Medal of Honor winner, right?
Yeah, yeah. And whenever they name their vessels, you know, they name it after various war heroes. So just like the Button and the Williams, and they do that for a lot of their ships. They're very important people.
Yeah, very interesting story. I guess he threw himself on a grenade to save a bunch of people in Vietnam. And, I mean, just, the kind of thing that you think, my God, that's amazing. That's the people that we're made of. And it's amazing that these people devote themselves. So what are you guys doing? If people don't know, Offshore Inland is a MRO operation, maintenance, repair, and overhaul. What are you going to be doing with this ship?
Yeah, so for this ship right now, the plan is she's going to be here through April. And we're going to be supporting, whether that's, repairs, supporting the crew. I mean, whatever they need from us for just even general maintenance, we're here to support. And they were extremely pleased with what we did with the Button, just the kind of breath of fresh air of just the support, the willingness to support, the helpfulness, et cetera. And they brought the Williams about 2.5 weeks later.
It must be, I imagine, kind of nice to have, you just worked on this exact ship or something extraordinarily similar, so you know your way around, you know what needs to be done, you've learned lessons, I assume, and you can do it more effectively and efficiently the second time around. Is that a fair expectation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it helps us a lot because, in a sense, everything should be almost exactly the same. So we actually are using our same exact superintendent, Jimmy Bernsteel, on the Williams as we did for the Button. Brandon Gilmore is our PM that was on the Button, so he'll be the PM again, and I will be supporting him just like I did on the Button as well. So they're kind of getting the same crew as before, so it should go just as smoother, even smoother.
And the crew is working during this time? They're recreating during this time, kind of a mix of both? And how many crew was it again?
The crew on board, I would say, is anywhere from 10 to 20 people right now.
Okay.
And they're going to be doing various crew changes. But, I mean, I think probably one of the best parts that's not only for Offshore Inland, for the city of Pensacola, is that the crew love Pensacola so much. I mean, the first thing the chief engineer said to us when he came down was like, man, we are so excited to be here. We were talking to the guys on the button crew, and whether it's going to the Wahoo games, going to the fish house, you know, going just to have the ambiance of having downtown Pensacola. And while doing their jobs Monday through Friday, I mean, they said they couldn't have picked a better spot.
Ah, we love that. We'll put that on the ad. Last thing, just for scope, how many people are working on this? How many folks are going to be working on this this maintenance and overhaul for the Williams from Offshore Inland?
Yeah, so our goal is to be having a workforce of 40 to 50 people on this project while she's here.
Wow, that's and these are good paying jobs. I mean, this is, you know, they're not making 10, 15 bucks an hour. This is pretty high paying jobs, and it's a great skilled trade that we have here in Pensacola, right? Oh, did we lose him?
Around.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear the first part of your. Go ahead, Josh. Say it again.
Yeah, I think you see all across, you know, labor is hard to get nowadays. And so these guys, welders, fitters, I mean, it's an art, right? To do a weld and do it well is a true art. And so we're actually really lucky that we have the great guys that we do. And that's a big reason why the Williams is here now, is because they did a great job.
I know this may be a little out of left field, but and you may not know the answer, but we have a welder training program at our road prison in Escambia County. Do you happen to know if anybody works for you guys that came from that program? I know they go to shipbuilding operations all along the Gulf Coast, but has that produced any employees for you guys that you know of?
I would think. I don't know 100%.
Okay.
I can talk to Jeff Blake. He's our senior vice president of production. I can find out and I can get back to Andrew on that for sure.
Yeah, just, I mean, you know, it may not have, but it's just kind of a great success story if it does, you know, kind of thing. And I'd be just kind of like a little curious to know. Well, Josh, this is great. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Yes, no, our goal always is to, you know, hire locally in the area and all that. I mean, just like I said, Jimmy Bernstein, one of our superintendents on the Williams, is actually a local to the area. And another superintendent, Cord, he's actually local to the area too. So that's just two off the bat that we try to, you know, local to hire within the area.
I love it. Well, very good. Well, Josh Berglund, he is the commercial manager and the assistant project manager for Offshore Inland here at the Port of Pensacola, and working on the U.S. Navy ship PFC Dwayne T. Williams. It's going to be in port until April, and it looks a lot like the ship that was there, but it is not the same ship as it was there. Josh, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for teaching us what's going on at our port, and we'll talk to you again sometime soon.
Thanks for having me, Andrew. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Coming up next, Ann Hill has put her name in to become the mayor of Pensacola. Coming up next year, she's prefile. We'll talk to her next. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash Pine Forest Road at 9 Mile. Use caution through that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you need a roof done, look, nobody wants to spend money on a roof. It's something you need to spend money on. I get it. And Brian Ward gets it, too. And that's why he says, look, he built Quality Roofing Solutions 19 years ago. He understands that. He understands it's not like the luxury item that, you know, you're just doing for funsies. But he wants to give you the best value. That means he'll warranty it for the lifetime of the roof. They'll do hundreds, literally hundreds of pictures before, during, and after so that you have a really complete digital documentary record if you ever need it for insurance purposes of any kind. They'll talk to you like you're not an expert. They understand. They don't expect you to know everything. They'll answer your questions. They'll return your phone call, and they'll make sure to take care of you really well. They have a 4.9 rating on Google. So that is unheard of in the realm of ratings for Google. I mean, who has a 4.9? Nobody does. They invest in all kinds of, like, local youth sports and the Art Gateway and financial education for, you know, school kids in Santa Rosa County. And athletics is a big, big, big focus for Brian. So across the board, if you need somebody to replace your roof or you just want to find out if it needs replaced versus repair, give them a call, 777-0961, or look them up online at qualityroofingsolutions.com.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Tops Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Tops Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2x Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's. Join the People's Foundation of Northwest Florida on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30. They'll be talking about their upcoming fundraiser, Rock for Vets, as well as other initiatives they support. The Rock for Vets fundraiser is September 13th at Community Maritime Park and will support our local homeless veteran community. Learn more about Rock for Vets and the People's Foundation of Northwest Florida by tuning in tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will rock you.
That is the music that Ann Hill, former city councilwoman and now mayoral candidate, asked for, and we always like to deliver people the bumper music that they enjoy. Ann, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Well, it's been a minute, and I'm glad to hear your voice direct again.
It has been a little while. I appreciate that. Okay, so you early filed. I know you put up a website that's got all your agenda, but you know, give me your 30-second. Why do you want to be mayor? Assuming that DC is going to run for re-election, why do you want to be mayor instead of DC Reeves, or why do you want to be mayor at all?
Well, I think the most important role of a mayor is to listen to the people and make decisions based on their input. And I feel like I've been around the people for a long time, and I'm very qualified to follow through on that. And I've been helping change Pensacola in different roles, and I think it's time to take over the mayor's position. And, you know, I think that as far as the city council election went, I feel like, you know, everything was changed. And big chunks of District 5 and 7 now were in my district, and I think it's time to let everybody vote for me again, and they can do that as a mayoral candidate.
So looking at your particular plan, you have a lot of things on the list. I mentioned this earlier on in the show. I said, look, the top thing on the list, I think, is, you know, it's a smart firsty because it's probably the one thing that a lot of people might feel the most frustrated about. But you say free parking downtown. And I asked the question, as a pretty firm advocate of as much free parking as possible, you know, I'm very cheap. Even I don't think this is feasible, but because it's a revenue stream and also because of the turnover question. So how does free parking downtown deal with the loss of revenue and also the turnover of spaces downtown?
Well, I think, first of all, we used to have free parking and had no problem. You know, I've been here over 30 years. And I think that got too complicated. I was on the Downtown Improvement Board. I went to their parking workshop. I watched all the videos for Strong Pensacola, or, you know, Strong Cities, and that's not what people wanted. The people want to be able to sit down there, get a spot, and not have to worry about somebody, you know, giving them huge tickets. I've heard that, and I wanted to, you know, make it happen.
Would it be a time-limited free parking, like a two-hour limit, or how would you deal with the turnover problem?
You know, I tell you, the only place I ever parked was on Jefferson Street with two-hour parking. You know, you could, no matter what, I could always find a space down there. There are a couple, you know, everybody knows where the little secret street parking spots are. And it worked for me just perfectly. I don't even have the app for parking because I don't believe in paying that much for parking. So I think we're fine. And, you know, I think we can solve the problem with people coming downtown and spending more money and making more taxes and paying for it that way.
We're talking to former city council member Ann Hill, former city council president, at least one term. I don't remember if it was more than one, but definitely for one. She represented District 6 until the most recent election. She is running for mayor. Ann, hang on for just a second. Let me go to PJ with traffic on the fives.
Sure. Still working that vehicle crash Pine Forest Road at 9 Mile. Use caution. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you so much. PJ, back to Ann Hill, who is now pre-filed to run for mayor of the city of Pensacola. One of the other things on your list here was rebuilding the Malcolm Young Gym. Of course, that's been demolished. I know you were very much opposed to its demolition. We've got, what, 12 or 14 Habitat homes are supposed to be going on that plot. That's going to be a pretty hefty price tag to rebuild that gym. How do you plan to fund that?
Well, I think that we find the money by getting good people in there to help build it, subsidizing it with grants and different ways of, you know, getting extra money. But I think what it is it was the people's decision to keep it. We had, the mayor cut our petition drive short, and he, you know, tore it down before we even had our time to do this, collect all those petitions. And I think, as far as I'm concerned, there's one word that summarizes how I feel about all this, and that is, boo.
so you're on the Jonathan Green train then. Is that what I hear you saying?
Right. Absolutely. And we
boo.
Always manage to pay for
you got
what
we gotta let Jonathan
so
have his say. Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna quote him,
boo.
We gotta always let that. I will be honest, okay? I have a lot of thoughts about Jonathan Green as, you know, a participator, as a candidate for mayor, but that was an epic 3-minute boo session. That was really
absolutely
hilarious.
He nailed it. He took everything we were feeling, all the anger, all the frustration, all the hurt, all the complexity, and put it into 3 letters.
Well, as somebody who, you know, I actually agreed with the decision to demolish, I still recognize that was fantastic politics. It was excellent political theater, and I always appreciate good theater. You also have on your list a pledge to reopen the Bluffs, which is my understanding is that's actually in the works right now. We just talked about that with the mayor. Are you saying that the structure is safe, didn't need to be closed? What's your kind of your picture of what needs to be done there differently?
Well, I think we do have to make it safer, and we have to concentrate on getting it done. So many times we say, it's been, 3 years it's been closed? It's nice to say, we're going to reopen the Bluff, but let's just find out what we have to do. If we have to build more structure in there to keep it safe, do it. We can find the money for the things we want, and I guarantee that.
I think that's probably my biggest question for you as a candidate. When I look at this list of 21 things, I see, you know, updating and building ADA. That's very expensive. Malcolm Young, completing the Project Green, Marketplace Greenway, the Bluffs, the parking downtown, upgrading city bus stops. You know, I see a lot of things that cost money. and then a reduction of revenue from the free parking. And then your number 13 item is you're going to lower liens, taxes, and fines. And I'm asking myself the question, I'll ask you, how can you deliver more services while cutting revenue?
Well, let's put it this way. I have always had to live on a budget because I was a single mother for years. I know how to make things go further, and I don't need to spend on luxury items. And I think, again, putting shade at a bus stop is not very expensive, but I see people laying in the grass in 100-degree weather, and the bus is like 20 minutes late. It's ridiculous that they should have to suffer like that. Carpenter's Creek, you know, it's in midstream, so to speak. And all I want to do is kind of put a little bit of a fire under people's, well, I won't denote where, but, you know, get it going. I think we just put things off forever. I have looked at Long Hollow Pond. It has ducks floating in it. It's beautiful, and it's coated with garbage, trash everywhere. So it's not that expensive. And I know how to budget.
Ann Hill is a former city council president, former city council member representing District 6 in what it used to be configured as, and she is running for mayor of Pensacola. And long time we haven't talked. Thank you so much for coming on this morning. I appreciate anybody who runs. I think every office ought to be contested. So best of luck, and thank you for coming on the show this morning. It's good to talk to you, as always.
And thank you for calling. Bye.
News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump insists his job is to protect the country on two fronts today, with video showing a drug-laden speedboat out of Venezuela exploding in a U.S. missile strike in the Caribbean. With 11 Tren de Aragua crew dead, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth tells Fox.
We knew exactly who was in that boat, we knew exactly what they were doing, and we knew exactly who they represented. And that was Tren de Aragua, a narco-terrorist organization designated by the United States trying to poison our country with illicit drugs.
Warning any narco-terrorist can expect the same fate. The president vowing we're going into Chicago. The only question is when for National Guard troops. After a weekend, crime stats even worse than last year left 50 shot and 8 dead. Progressive Mayor Brandon Johnson.
We do not want or need military occupation in our city.
It's promising enhanced enforcement. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got sunny skies. It is 72 degrees here in Pensacola. Well, in Gulf Breeze, the crosswalks have been updated after FDOT sent the city a letter mandating that the green coloring on the raised crosswalks be removed.
Traffic green and a terracotta color have long been approved for supplementing the white raised crosswalks. And to our reading, that hasn't changed.
That's City Manager Sam Abel, and that repainting project cost the city around $1,000 per crosswalk. They opted to go ahead and remove the green coloring to protect over $2 million in budget appropriations. Pensacola also told to remove the BLM mural on A Street. They opted to let FDOT crews do the work and pay the bill for that. Dafuniac Springs also addressing some street coloring issues. Well, illegal booking landed a Destin woman behind bars.
45-year-old Jennifer Consuegra of Destin, a former medical office manager in Walton County, is charged with stealing more than $170,000 through a long-term scheme to defraud. She was arrested after deputies say she fraudulently obtained the money between January 2020 and March 2025. Consuegra is alleged to have overpaid herself more than $139,000 in unauthorized payroll increases and bonuses. Consuegra has been released from jail on a $25,000 bond. Chris Bryant, News Radio, 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Well, a possible new migrant detention center being looked into here in Florida. This time it'd be a bit closer to us in the panhandle. Governor DeSantis said he got a request recently from law enforcement officers in Panama City.
They were like, is there a way we can get a facility that's going to be closer to us? And so we said yes. So we're actually in the process of figuring out how we can set up a panhandle pokey.
And
we're going to have that in the panhandle.
That would be in addition to Alligator Alcatraz and the deportation depot. Of course, a federal judge here did order a stop to the construction and operations at Alligator Alcatraz in the Everglades. Over environmental concerns, the governor, though, says he is applying to have that decision stayed this week. Flagler County Sheriff's Office investigating a couple of deputies. They're looking into a recent shooting that happened in Bunnell. It appears a deputy and his daughter, who is also a deputy, were trying out some new department-issued rifles when a bullet entered the home of an 11-year-old Jace Buckner. Now, he was in his bedroom playing video games when the bullet grazed him. Jace suffered a second-degree burn on his arm. One of the deputies told investigators the bullet probably ricocheted off the berm they were shooting at. Right now, there's no word who fired the bullet that wound it up in the child's bedroom. The father says that it never should have happened. They should have gone to a shooting range instead. And eight insurance companies being fined for how they handled claims after Hurricanes Ian and Idalia. The Office of Insurance Regulation announcing over $2 million in combined fines for several companies. The three fined the most were American Coastal, American Mobile, and Clear Blue. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. PJ's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Traffic's brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Traffic running a little bit heavy from US 98 westbound at Tiger Point from Avalon to about Ocean Breeze Lane. Also, a vehicle crash Pine Forest and 9 Mile. Use caution through that area. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 forecast. With meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to have a beautiful, mostly sunny day today. 10% chance of a stray sprinkle, otherwise sunny skies, high near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 71. Going into Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 88. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 73. We are going to keep a small 10% chance of rain on that Thursday. Same on Friday with mostly sunny skies, otherwise high near 90. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it is 73 degrees. We've got sunshine here in Pensacola. Your money now this morning. We've got mixed markets at the opening bell. The Dow is down 23 and a half points, 45,272. S&P is up 27 and three quarter points, 64,43.25. NASDAQ up 160 points at 21,439. Looking at that 10-year bond rate down today at 4.263%. Gold prices are up 31.30 at 36.2350. Silver is up 28 cents at 41.35. And checking the crypto market, it is up across the board. Bitcoin up almost 800 at 111.447 even. Ethereum's up 110. And that's at 43.85 right now. Solana's up $6. Dogecoin up just over half a cent. XRP up by almost a nickel this morning. Walmart rolling out a new video subscription, which they're calling Video Subscription Choice. The deal will allow Walmart Plus members to choose a complimentary subscription to Paramount Plus or Peacock's premium plan. Customers can switch every 90 days if they want. Walmart Plus already offered Paramount Plus and just signed a three-year extension with them. A judge has now ruled that Google does not have to sell its Chrome search browser in an antitrust lawsuit. Instead of selling Chrome, the judge is requiring Google to share some search data with rivals and restricting exclusive contracts for search results placement on browsers and smartphones. Well, the Powerball jackpot drawing is tonight. It's up to $1.3 billion.
The last jackpot winner was on May 31st, making Wednesday night's drawing one of the biggest in game history. If you win, you can elect to receive annuity payments that increase by 5% annually over 30 years, or take a one-time lump sum of $589 million before taxes. The odds of winning? A staggering 1 in 292 million. I'm Mark Mayfield.
It is 8:38. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Hardware is much more than a hardware store. In houseware and giftware, you'll find luxury candles and detergents, along with the finest cutlery, cookware, and the ever-popular woodware. We have the best selection of grills and grilling accessories for your home and backyard. Oh, and don't miss our great selection of birdhouses, feeders, and garden accessories. Shop local and make Pensacola Hardware your first choice in making your house a home. Come see us, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown Pensacola, where customer parking is always free.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, celebrate Rosh Hashanah at Jackson's, jazz at Jackson's, celebrating Nat King and Natalie Cole featuring Ellen Vinson and Jack Zosh, and Fall Harvest at Angelina's. Today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Good morning, 8:41 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I think they were probably F-18s that you just heard taken off from Pensacola International Airport, but I have put in a request for information to confirm that. Usually that's that sound, but I'll try to confirm for you. Yeah, you hear the roar, we all like run outside to see if we can see them, you know, because they're loud and they're right here on almost on top of us, taken off from the airport. The question for the day for the frivolous topic. For groceries, do you go to one store or multiple stores? And if you are, you know, what is your one? Like, what's your main store if you want to put in for that? 437-1620. We were talking earlier about Aldi. There's another Aldi that's going to take over for Winn-Dixie and kind of got talking about, you know, preferences for stores. So that's the question of the day. 437-1620. Are you a one grocery store person or a many grocery store person? And what is your one, if you have a preferred one? Obviously, if you have only one, you have only one. But if you have a preferred one, what would it be? PJ, do you do the grocery shopping in your house?
Well, yes. Well, my wife and I do it together.
You do it together? Yes. Oh, it's a date. Okay, yeah. Very good. And
it's our version of date.
Yeah, there you go.
49.
I mean, you know, at a certain point, you date with different things in mind, you know? We're going tire shopping. It's a date. Excellent. Okay. So are you multiple places or one place?
Multiple.
All right. And do you have a preferred, a top number one?
Neighborhood Walmart.
Okay.
Where we wind up.
The neighborhood market,
mm-hmm.
Not the Super Walmart.
Correct.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting. Very good. Meg, 437-1620. Are you a many grocery store or a one grocery store? And what's your primary grocery store?
Good morning.
Yeah, good
I would
morning.
Say
good
my,
to have you.
My primary, well, my, I have a multiple.
You're multiple?
So I buy bulk things at some of the bulk stores, toilet paper, that kind of stuff. And
okay.
Then I get the neighborhood market I like for less expensive
yep.
things and like coffee, that kind of thing. But then I use Publix for I like, they have all great fruit parfaits, and they have
the prepared foods.
The kind of prepared, but also they have, you have to watch for the buy one, get ones.
Yeah.
They have really good buy one, get ones. So yeah. I go on Wednesday because that's a good, today's the day.
Publix and Winn-Dixie both have, you know, the BOGO deals are pretty sweet. Usually they are.
So it's sort of depending on how the quality. If I'm looking for some really high quality, then I'll go Publix. And then if I'm looking for, you know, the staples, that kind of thing, I'll go to either Walmart or one of the bulk like Sam's or
PJ's. So it's
PJ's.
A balancing between cost and convenience and quality.
Right.
Okay.
And I kind of have a routine now. It's not anything I've
Do you go to them in order?
Well, I didn't even think about it. I knew you were going to ask me that. Golly. Doggone it.
Because I definitely have an order. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because Monday I get certain things. Tuesday I get, because I'm paying attention to the sales.
Okay. Right. Yeah. So and certain days are better for certain things.
So it's just a habit now because the sales are typically the same days.
Right. You've gamed the system effectively to maximize your productivity. I love
also,
it.
Also, there's a factor that you haven't mentioned.
Oh, do tell.
Lottery.
Okay. Yeah. So no. Doesn't even come across my dashboard. So
okay, see, well, I love to play the lottery.
$1 billion.
Okay. Yes. So you go to certain places based
certain
on
days. Yes.
But they're always the same price at every store, right? Or some.
Yeah, they're the same. It's just I go to the same store to buy the lottery tickets.
Okay. So that wouldn't really shape much. It just happens to coincide with how you do things.
Yeah, because I want to be in it to win it. So this last couple of weeks, I've been going more often, Monday, Wednesday. I want to make sure somebody's going to win it. So.
Meg's got that big 401k retirement account working for her.
Thank you very much.
So hoping it turns out.
I never
out.
Understood why the elderly were all standing in the line of lottery. Now I know.
You know. That's so funny. All right, 437-1620. I'll take a couple of texts. I'll tell you what my approach is. Of course, you know I have one. Apple Market on Scenic, somebody says, is their primary. Piggly Wiggly, somebody else says. Walmart on Creighton, unless I need something in bulk, I go to Sam's. Somebody else says, let's see, one store, Walmart Market, but I do go to Publix and Dollar Tree for specials. You know, the dollar stores have some surprising deals. Particularly, and I forget which one it is, if it's Dollar General, maybe, I forget now. I think it's Dollar General has the cheapest price on cheap beer. Like, if you buy cheap beer, they have the cheapest price on cheap beer, and it is hands down the cheapest, right?
We just got them for $6.
There you go. I mean, a ridiculous price mm-hmm. for, you know, Bud Light, Busch, that kind of stuff, you know, Budweiser, Miller, you know.
Land Shark.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yes. Excellent. All right. PJ's got traffic on the files. We'll be back to this in a second.
Okay. There is a vehicle crash in Navarre Parkway at State Road 87. They're saying the roadway is clear. Also, a little bit of traffic congestion running heavy from US 98 westbound at Tiger Point. From Avalon to about Ocean Breeze Lane. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. PJ, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, or, you know, it might not be a home. It might be like an investment property. You know, whether you're trying to fix and flip or whether you're trying to pick up a vacation rental or a long-term rental, they're very different, you know, kinds of things. And you might be thinking, hey, is now a good time to do that? I've got a little bit of money and I'm looking to invest. Okay, well, is it a good time based on interest rates, based on the likely interest rate that the current owner of that home is paying? Because if they got their, you know, loan like, say, 8 or 9 years ago, they're probably paying a really low rate. Are you going to be able to persuade them, you know, to pry that property out of their hands? What price will you have to give them to compensate for the loss of the interest rate that they're not going to get when they refinance? You say, man, that's a lot to consider. I know. Call Christina Leavenworth. She will help you walk through these things and how that will affect, for example, your rate of return on setting the price of the rental, and will it pay for itself or not, and is it a good time or not? This is what they do all the time. They help people think about real estate. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. Oh, yes, to confirm, in fact, it was not just one but three F-18s that just took off from Pensacola International Airport. The gray skins come in all the time and go all the time, and you hear that special loud roar, and you're like, yeah, I know what that is. I know what that sound is. All right, back to the question of the day, which is, do you shop for groceries at one store or multiple stores? I'm actually kind of curious. I had a couple people who only gave me a single store name, and I'm curious if they are single store shoppers only, because I think most people are multiple stores. Between all the factors that you said, Meg, mm-hmm. which is price and quality, bulk and not bulk, I think those are the kinds of things that most everybody kind of, you know, I think most people probably have a membership to a membership club, but not more than one is probably more likely. You know, like we never did, you know, Sam's. I won't do Costco when it comes to town, but I do have a BJ's.
Mm-hmm.
And BJ's was great for during the pandemic. You know, they were outstanding during the pandemic.
And gas prices.
Yeah, the gas prices are very good. So my routine, I shop everywhere. I shop everywhere. If I had to pick a primary, like you can only have one grocery store, I'm real hard pressed between Grocery Advantage and Walmart. Mm-hmm. But Grocery Advantage on Davis is probably my primary. They're always my first stop. The Winn-Dixie on Creighton used to be, but they're gone now in Aldi, and I'll go to the Winn-Dixie on Bayou. I like them. More for their BOGOs, mm-hmm, you know.
Right.
And frankly, for the discount meat, because, mm-hmm, you know, I'm going to cook it today. No big deal. But Walmart for everything, except for meat, and produce usually somewhere else. But, right, you know, for all the canned goods, box goods, regular, mm-hmm, milk, all that kind of stuff.
But the pricing...
Grocery Outlet is also another place I go a lot, because that's also very cheap, and plus the 10%. So I love it. Plus, it's mostly, frankly, it's neighborhood for me, but it's like the black store. And I love being around other people and different races and interacting, and I like that. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, you're going to say?
Well, also pricing is a big factor for me, because I've even noticed just when I buy, like, Coke Zero diet sodas or something like that, mm-hmm, the pricing from one place to another, mm-hmm, and I won't say who, but there's almost a $5 difference.
Oh, yeah.
Per six-pack.
As a cost-oriented shopper.
Yeah, I pay attention. So I buy certain things at certain stores because the difference can be remarkable.
100% the same. I know what the price should be. I know what, mm-hmm, my goal price is. Yep. And I will buy or not buy based on what the price is at that store on that day, because I know I can go somewhere else. Or if I wait 2 weeks, I can get it, you know.
Yeah, I'll wait like you. I will wait until the other store has it.
Absolutely. Very, very, very price sensitive with a family of, you know, four and a single income. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I pay attention. Let's see. Other people are saying here, Kim says Greer's or Publix, but my main is Greer's. Somebody else says meat from Sam's, Publix for fruits and vegetables, Walmart for everything else. Let's see. Publix is our primary neighborhood market for items Publix doesn't have. I go to the commissary, Bay Shopping, and then go to Aldi to get whatever I'm missing. And if Aldi doesn't have what I need, I have Walmart. So it's a cascade. It's not, mm-hmm, like you go to all of them. You just kind of,
right,
go to them depending on what they do not have. Let's see. Somebody says 437-1620. My wife and I go to the club on Friday night, Sam's Club, date night. Then Walmart pick up for the few things that we cannot find at Sam's. You know, the one thing, and I am not all that knowledgeable about Sam's or when we eventually have a Costco. I'm not a big fan of the box stores because the variety is limited.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one kind of barbecue sauce.
Right.
And if you need 83 gallons of it, then that's what you get. But what if I want, you know, like the brown sugar flavored and not the regular flavored, you know?
Yeah, you're not going to see a lot of variety there.
Yeah, and which is fine if they have the basic thing you want.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't, then you go to, you know, somewhere else that's going to have more variety, which is, to me, the trade-off between Aldi and, like, Winn-Dixie, mm-hmm, side by side is, you know, Aldi's going to have the one brand. You're not going to recognize it. A lot of times, and you know, which is fine. It's still milk, you know, it's fine. Winn-Dixie has variety. Well, that carries a cost, right? Because inventory costs are high.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that there's an operational trade-off there. Let's see, 437-1620. Where to multiple commissary, Publix, Walmart. James said that was Steve. James says main staples at Winn-Dixie, produce, deli meats, and all other items from Publix. If I'm in Orange Beach or Gulf Shores, I prefer Rouse's. Oh, okay. I haven't really shopped at Rouse's before. Used to be Winn-Dixie and Grocery Advantage. My wife is mad now. She has to go to Walmart because of Winn-Dixie on Creighton Close, I assume is what they mean, or maybe the 9 Mile. Publix and Beulah. And I like the visual of the neighborhood market, Walmart.
Yes.
But the selection's better at the superstore, at the supercenter. And though I prefer the visual... and visuals matter to me. It's ambiance. I always feel like I can always find it at the supercenter, and maybe you can't find it always at the neighborhood market. Plus, I think the prices are not as good, quite frankly. Have you shopped comparison the supercenter versus the neighborhood market?
I found them to be about the same.
Okay,
I may be wrong. I like the smaller venue. I just happen to like the smaller venue.
Our neighborhood has a ton of barbecue sauce. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, that was my big box store complaint. Let's see. Publix in Beulah and Fresh Market, but that parking lot is a total disaster. Oh, it sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Worst parking lot in the 2-county area. That's the one on Airport. Let's see. Bailey's for produce, no substitute. Yeah, Bailey's does have good produce, and, you know, sometimes that's a quality factor.
Yes.
And I know a lot of people like the butcher shop for their meats, you know. It's a little more than I want to pay, but I know the quality's great, you know, so... You know, you get what you pay for a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there you go. That's our grocery store commentary for the day. If you are trying to go to these various grocery stores with a new car, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality, almost new cars. They sell cars that have probably been owned by one person before, maybe two, you know, 10,000 to 40,000 miles, one to maybe three or at most 4 years young. So almost new, not quite new. Good prices, good quality cars. And then to me, part of the advantage of Frontier is that they know you don't want to be there. I mean, they know you don't really want to be there. So they're going to try to make it as least painful as possible. And also, they understand that, you know, the challenges of comparing all the different cars, so a great selection, all in one place where you can drive five or six of a type is right there in one place. You don't have to remember what it was. You don't have to meet six salespeople and explain your life story and all that rigmarole. Anyway, Frontier Motors is a great opportunity serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repair, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
Good morning, 8:56 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. By the way, you may hear a couple more jet engine roars here in the near future. A couple more F-18s are going to be departing Pensacola International Airport, so I am told. PJ has got traffic on the fives. PJ?
Still working that vehicle crash, Navarre Parkway, right near the Navarre Causeway. Just be aware of that. Otherwise, the roadway is clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
How do the lanes of air travel look?
How the what now?
Lanes of air travel look. Do my ATC.
Probably good.
Probably good. Love it. Did you get any hard time yesterday for our little incident where I challenged your music knowledge and you shot back at me and then you couldn't perform because you were laughing so hard? I was telling everybody this story yesterday. That was so much fun. Oh, my God. That was my favorite thing. All right. 437-1620. President Trump does a big press conference yesterday in which he announced the move from Colorado to Huntsville for Space Force Command. I talked about that quite a bit already today and the National Guard stuff. In and around all of those things, there were some lighter moments, including, to understand this properly, you have to understand that Tommy Tuberville coached Auburn and Katie Britt went to Alabama.
Tommy Tuberville, who's a great coach. And I won't say anything about what happened with Alabama football this weekend.
Let's leave that up.
But you're not used to
it. Katie Britz, don't bring that up.
Let's leave that up.
But you're not used to that, right? You're not used to that. But Tommy, Auburn won, is right. They did. So you're happy.
Oh, I love it. That's just good stuff. When was the last time President Trump failed to make a comment, right? That's kind of, noteworthy. Also, Peter Doocy from Fox News confronts the president with the allegations that he passed away over the weekend.
How did you find out over the weekend that you were dead? You see that?
No.
People didn't see you for a couple days. 1.3.
By the way, if you don't know the history of this, remember the press conference, they didn't say what it was going to be about. And there were people speculating he was going to resign. He passed away. Just the craziest things.
User engagements as of Saturday morning about your demise.
Really? I didn't see that. You know, I have heard it's sort of crazy, but last week I did numerous news conferences, all successful. They went very well, like this is going very well. And then I didn't do any for 2 days, and they said there must be something wrong with him. Biden wouldn't do him for months. You wouldn't see him. And nobody ever said there was ever anything wrong with him, and we know he wasn't in the greatest of shape.
And they even asked him about that video of something being thrown out of the window of one of the upper stories at the White House, and his answer was...
Really? I didn't see that. You know, I have heard it's sort of crazy, but last week I did...
Oh, sorry, that's a different one. He says...
Actually, you can't open the windows. You know why? They're all heavily armored and bulletproof.
Yeah, they're locked. I mean, you can't open the windows to throw something out, so this must have been AI-generated or fake. He even said that Melania sometimes complains that they can't get fresh air in the White House, but, you just can't have an open window into the White House. There's a fair number of reasons why that's not allowed.
You're listening to